they're able to do in Brazil, the fact that you have petro and that you also have ethanol and you have a choice when you pull into a gas station. We're nowhere near that. How many ethanol plants do we have in these United States? Now, I know, of course, we don't have all the sugar cane that they have. But we do have certainly the minds that know how to develop the some of the alternatives, but, you know, we've been behind the eight ball, so let's face it. So Earth Day, the one thing that I would say that everybody could do is, do you really like the plastic bags that fall apart that you get at the grocery store anyway? And do you realize that 12 million barrels of crude oil goes into making those crappy little plastic bags that we get from coast to coast? Yeah. I'd take a different form of a bag any day, let me tell you. So as Earth Day comes and goes, there is the push certainly to go green and to continue to develop. In fact, that was one of the things that Obama ran on and one of the things that he's continuing to push, saying that it'll lead to job creation. And in this economy with 8.5 unemployment, there's a lot of people, especially you think of the people at GM with those plants closing for 9 weeks. It is going to be a long summer for a whole lot of people who aren't going to have that money coming in because GM frantically trying to think of ways to save the company rather than see it go away. And that's what's on the table. 9 weeks, close it down, baby. And 9 weeks for a lot of people. What are you picking up on the side? Nope, can't deliver newspapers because, geez, my hometown doesn't really have newspapers anymore. Or they only have home delivery a couple times a week. It's getting pretty tough out there for lots of people. That's why here on this show we always advocate stimulating your own economy. Now, if ever, was the time to reach out to your neighbor and try to figure out ways to use people locally and get some of those side jobs that people are able to pick up when your hobby becomes more of your income. I've seen a lot of people do that lately. I'm talking about everyone from accountants to nurses to plain old blue-collar folks that just can't get the jobs that they used to get. Truckers who were crippled originally by where gas went and then lost routes and couldn't afford to put their truck out there, and now, thank goodness, some of them are back in the business, but because of food prices, yada, yada, yada. You know the whole ugly story. I didn't want to start off this way, where I get on my soapbox and it, as it relates to what we have or haven't done in this country as far as developing alternatives that would be affordable for people, and maybe we wouldn't be in that situation either with GM. The thing that is making the most news, that's getting the biggest buzz across the nation is, are you for or are you against going on a mission to get those who interrogated the what used to be called enemy combatants and seeing them prosecuted to the full extent? Like Judge Bybee, he's the one name that constantly circulates because he, at the time, crafted the legality of most of the memos, at least a big portion of them, that set up the whole guidelines for what could or could not be done by the CIA, including, of course, the waterboarding. He's not going to be hanging on to that gig for much longer. I don't see it. I think there'll be a heavy push to impeach him and then to see him disbarred as well, and there'll be some others. Some of the suit guys that I believe, like dominoes, will fall. So that seems to be the big bad thing on everyone's mind because we can't get enough of it. Was it right to torture? Was it right to interrogate? You know how I feel about this. I was in New York when everything happened. And I understand the point of view of other people who say, I'm getting this from so many people. How can you say that you stand by some of the things that happened and da 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 da? And here's what you have to remember. You know that there was people who were blown apart, unidentifiable, don't even have any remains of them in New York, right? You know that there was a plane, thanks to the people on the plane, that landed in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. You know that a plane careened through the Pentagon. And it doesn't make it right to be barbaric. Absolutely not. We are a civilized nation. In fact, we're the nation that everybody leans on when they need money or help. Because why? We're the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, right? We're everybody's friend. But why were the techniques used? What was the logic behind doing the waterboarding with especially Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is believed to be one of the masterminds of 9/11, of course? What was the reasoning in that room? We can't go into that room. We can't go into that room. If we could be a fly on the wall, and if you could be a fly on the wall and you could hear any conversation that went down, what would that conversation be? Who would you like to hear discussing the techniques before they went on? You know, today it's revealed that Condi Rice signed off on it. And, of course, the people in the Bush administration, you know it was discussed. What was said to the president? What was the CIA director thinking? I mean, I would love to be a fly on the wall in a couple of conversations relating to this. So, you know, the logic of the torture, was it logical or illogical? There's the question for you. And, of course, everyone's hot under the collar on both sides across the land on it. And that is, like I said, the biggest, biggest buzz. Here's what Shepard Smith, here's how he reacted on Fox to this whole torture deal.
If I have information about a terrorist act, do it to me. Absolutely do it to me.
Stage manager is counting me down. Cougar rights. I'm not going to give you your real address. Shep, you are such a pompous ass. That's the left. I'm a pompous. I'm that because I'm an American, and I don't want my government torturing on my behalf. I'm not defining it, but I'm telling you, they better not do it. This is of, by, and for us. And if we're going to be Ronald Reagan, shining city on a hill, we don't get to torture. We don't do it.
All right, so there was Shep, and he was talking about, of course, about the whole idea of the torture and, you know, that we just don't do it. There's no way that you can do it, and that certainly being on Fox goes away from the norm of what some of the other Fox hosts are saying, because that's a different deal. And he was talking, by the way, with Judith Miller and was repeatedly there saying, we don't torture. You heard that. And that the government is, the other thing you might not have heard is that the government is of the people and for the people. And that means it's mine, et cetera, et cetera. So ultimately, here we are. Does torture work? Was it completely ill-advised? If you could be a fly on the wall now, as we continue to get new twists in this story, whose version would you like to hear? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Kate with you on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Hey, coming up on our next show, we're going to talk to Jed Babin, who was the undersecretary under the first Bush, undersecretary of defense. So we'll get his take on all of this tug of war over torture and interrogation techniques, what he thinks, and some of the things that he can tell us that have been discussed. I know one thing he thinks is that, hey, let it all come out in court. Just open the floodgates. And at this point, I mean, I said that the other day. Give more information. What's the information? What are the dots? How do you connect the dots? What information was gathered because of the waterboarding? What led to more crumbs or more trails of things that were prevented as a result? And this story is not going away because the prosecutions, I think, will happen. I think there's going to be an investigation, and I think you're going to see a bunch of people end up losing their jobs and possibly doing jail time as a result of this. So I don't think after all these years anybody that was involved thought that this would explode back on them, but it has. I wonder what that does to the CIA and how damaging that is recruiting-wise. We'll have somebody on and talk about the CIA and the future of the CIA and that sort of stuff and see if we can get a gauge on a true reading on what's happening. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. As always, you can give us a jingle and chime in on this or any of the things. So Shep Smith there, certainly going in a different direction of his network. I respect that for a couple of reasons. One, because obviously he says what he thinks, and he's not programmed to say whatever the perception is of any network. You know, there's a perception of CNN, there's a perception of Fox, there's a perception of MSNBC, there's a perception of the New York Times versus the Los Angeles Times. And I could go through a whole litany of papers and persuasions and all that sort of stuff. So good for him for saying what he thought and not just agreeing if that's not wasn't his point of view, even though I disagree with him. Sam is listening to us in Quebec. Hello, Sam.
Here.
Sam, we missed you. You're here, my friend. I'm so sorry about your Canadians.
Talking about torture.
Mm-hmm.
How about putting all those people in front of the TV and watching the way the Canadians played?
Just make them watch it over and over again.
Yeah. Talking about, okay, let's just get off that subject for one teensy little second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I was watching an ESPN show, and a sports writer from the Dallas Times, Tom, I forgot his name, Gordonshaw or something, whatever his name is.
Tim Collishaw.
Tim Collishaw?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I apologize to your Flyers, even though they're going down tomorrow night. He predicted the Calgary Flames are the dark horse team to win the Stanley Cup.
Wow, really? And to who are they beating?
Right now, they're beating the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, I know, but I mean, I guess they would knock everyone off in the way.
Oh, okay. Out of the East, no, I predicted it would be Boston. I predicted.
I think Boston.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
I think Boston. I agree with you. I think Boston, Sam, and I think the Red Wings.
Well, yeah, I agree with you on that. One question: what's with the phone number change?
Well, because we changed networks, so we're on the GCN network. If you go to GCNlive.com, you'll see all the details there. So the number, the 800 number changed, and you found it. I was glad.
Because I called the old number, it didn't pick up, and you didn't leave a recorded message. Mm-hmm. So then I figured, why don't I just listen? And there you were.
That's right, and then I can find out what the number
okay,
is.
Okay, one quick story. 2 weeks ago, you know, was Passover, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm walking home with Julie from the first Seder at my brother's house. We're stopped by the local constabulary, a.k.a. we're stopped by the police.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so the policeman said, sir, can I look at your hands? Yeah. He says, where were you tonight? I told him I was at a Passover Seder. What's the problem? He went, unfortunately, a lady was assaulted not too far from where Julie and I were, and I sort of fit the description. So the cop's looking at me, and he's shaking his finger, and he's saying, hey, don't you have something to do with hockey? I go, yeah, I'm a hockey timekeeper. He goes, that's why I know you from. You time kept me when I played kids hockey and when I played commercial. Okay, you can go. So his partner's saying, no, we got to check it out. Make sure he's okay. So then Julie said, first of all, he was with me. And then the cop said, I know this guy. You know, when he says he was at a Passover, said, I believe him. Then he looks at his partner and says, by the way, and I'll clean up the language for you. He said, by the way, would you like to spend the rest of your career, police career, shoveling out the manure in the stalls in the mounted units?
Ooh.
So because this guy was this other guy's training officer.
Really? How about that?
Yes, yeah, so I'm walking away thinking, Julie, do you want me to ask him? No, don't push. Julie, unfortunately, we got a parking ticket, so I was going to ask him, you think he could fix it?
Yeah, just leave that alone.
Oh, and you heard about the attempted hijacking in Jamaica.
Yeah, we were on the air when that happened, and we talked about it. It's funny because I was thinking about you and all those Canadians that were on board.
Right, and even the Prime Minister acknowledged he was in the Jamaican Parliament. Stephen Harper acknowledged he thanked everyone who was involved, and then he also thanked all the Jamaicans who live in Canada and how much of an influence they've made in Canada. So what do I send the smoke meat to? A new address, I guess?
A new address. You're going to have to hang on, and you're going to have to talk to Donovan, and he'll tell you all about it. Sam, thanks. We're glad you found us back here on the airwaves.
Okay. By the way, can Julie and I tell you something?
Yeah?
We love you.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. One of our longtime fans. Sam, do we have some applause? Where's that studio audience? Are they asleep? You know, half the time I'm getting attacked, so if someone says it's good things, we need the audience to wake up. I'm kidding. It's not about me. This show is about you. You, the audience. You, America. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You know, I already handed out the blunder of the week, and it was that the marker for Four Corners was wrong, and it led to me mentioning that, geez, if there's any place that you would recommend that you've been to, monument-wise or just awesome as far as natural beauty or whatever in this country to go see, what would it be? And Four Corners was one of those places just because the four states touching was a place that a lot of people went to take pictures and to say, hey, I was here where these four states touch, and now it turns out that they're not in the right spot. Somebody got a tom-tom, and they realized when they pressed in the address, it didn't work out for them. Okay, so Norm Coleman would have gotten the blunder, but luckily he was saved by the Four Corners. Here's why he gets this. He would get the blunder because, you know, sometime there is a time when you just let it go. Didn't we go through the whole Hanging Chads thing? Didn't that drag out forever? Now, granted, this isn't for the presidency, but Norm Coleman now asking the state Supreme Court to set a slower timetable in the next phase of this protracted Senate race, of course, in in Minnesota. Coleman is the guy who proposed to the court that his appeal of Al Franken's win in the Senate election trial be argued no sooner than mid-May, which, of course, is 2 weeks later than his opponent suggested. And Franken, meanwhile, finally made his first public appearance since a three-judge panel said, yo, this guy, he won the election by a mere 312 votes. Yeah. And said he was pretty confident that he's going to prevail against Coleman. He was at an Earth Day event in Minneapolis. And he said he also expects Governor Paul Lenti will do the right thing and certify him the winner if the Supreme Court rejects Coleman's appeal. Isn't this crazy? You know, I know I said this, I think, when I first came on the airwaves. What are we, in a banana republic that we can't elect somebody clean, down, and dirty? Well, not dirty. You just elect them on election night or the day after, but it has to be dragged out all this way. I mean, when did we hold the elections? Hello, November? But think about that. If the governor says, okay, boom, he's the winner. Think about Franken and Coleman and how close, 312. If anyone ever says, oh, my vote doesn't count, it doesn't matter, think of this. Because this is important. I mean, this is your representative in Washington. So all the people who wanted Coleman, they're getting Franken. And the ones who won Franken are lucky because it was a fingernail victory. 312 is nothing. I mean, think of that. More than 4,000 absentee voters had their ballots supposedly improperly rejected. The judge's ruling last week, Coleman appealing the Supreme Court, because that's what they're saying, that their ballots were improperly rejected. I think Franken's just moving down. He doesn't care at this point. We'll be back around the bend.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. financing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Memos being released, and then there was going to be some secrecy over bird strikes, but breathe a sigh of relief, America. If your plane was struck by a bird, you can look it up and find out whether that happened or not, and then just let out a big sigh of relief. Whew, thank goodness. Because remember, that was the plane that brought down that plane in the Hudson in January with that courageous Captain Sully, who made that amazing decision to land in the Hudson. And everybody surviving that, but then it made us all think about bird strikes. Oh, yeah. And that's where we are here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always send us that snail mail, americatonight.net. So does this make you feel better about the bird strike thing? Here's the thing, and people say it all the time, but air travel is still a lot safer than driving your car each and every day to and from work. Much bigger chance that you could be in a car accident than an airplane accident. The problem is, imagine how horrifying, I guess we just don't think that way. When you think of being in a plane accident, I mean, death is inevitable, but the thought of going down in a plane, I just, wrapping your head around that kind of a death is pretty tough. So here's the scoop. There was a big argument over bird strike information that apparently some of it's pretty shocking because they've had it since the early 90s. People have called in and talked about birds hitting the planes or hitting the engine, or people in the flight crew have also called in information. And it's pretty wild how many bird strikes actually have happened. Do you know that after the U.S. Airways ditched, The FAA has this bird strike database, and it's got 100,000 reports of strikes. And what happened was the Associated Press was trying to track down the information, and they were stonewalled. You know that Freedom of Information Act thing when you're a reporter? Okay, well, Freedom of Information. So the FAA, about a month ago, published a proposal in the Federal Register and gave 30 days for public comment. And the amount of strikes, like I said, that's pretty high. 100,000. Now, are some of them, can you explain some of them? Can you not explain some of them? Hey, a bird struck, American Airlines, struck this plane, struck this route. But see, this is probably why, and this is why the AP was pushing this story, trying to find out that information, because there were others that were saying that there were a lot of bird strikes in that New York route, and that would raise some eyebrows if it was dangerous and constantly going in there, going in there, going in there, and there were other concerns about something happening to an engine or whatever, because they know that it's dangerous with the birds. I mean, let's face it, the birds brought that plane down. They did. Man, now you got to worry about bird strikes. I'm always like the person, I'm worried about the weather. I'm worried about the de-icing of the wings. I'm worried about the fog because I've been stuck in both. I'm worried about coming into Denver. Anybody listening to me ever land in Denver? Ugh, what a great city it is. But the approach is scary, man. You get kind of jostled around in the plane. And it's the same thing in Albuquerque, too, and it's because of those mountains there. But your stomach does, like, flip-flops. Oof. Stu in Kentucky's not worried about landing in Denver, I bet. Hey, Stu, how are you?
I'm worried about taking off from Lexington. It seems like sometimes the pilots want to take off down the wrong runway and kill 50 people.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, awful.
I don't understand how one little bird can take down a big plane, but, you know, I guess I'm not into aeronautics. I wanted to ask you about this Miss California deal.
Yeah.
I missed that, which I, you know, some of us have to work for a living, can't watch it, but how did... I know he asked her what she thought about gay marriage, and I'm glad she spoke her mind and didn't waver, you know. But what did he say after she said that? I mean, I missed that, Kate. Can you tell me?
Oh, what he said after he just tore her apart on his own. He went on Larry King. He didn't say anything. He asked the question and listened to her remark. He didn't, like, come back and say, well, you know, you're ridiculous, so that's outrageous or whatever. He said all that stuff, like, you know, made disparaging comments about her on talk shows and on his blog, because he has a blog, PerezHilton.com. So he asked the question, but see, it was such a loaded question, as you know, Stu, asking her, hey, in Vermont, they've just had just voted to allow gay marriage.
Right.
What's your opinion and why? And he said, what's your opinion and why? And so he got an answer back that, you know, the president of the United States is not for gay marriage. I said this the other night, or Elton John is not for gay marriage. So give me a break that she's taking all this heat.
I was at a local gas station back in the fall, and we were debating, and this guy, he's a little on the other side, and he said, you understand why I'm a Democrat, don't you? I said, buddy, you can be a Democrat. They ain't going to let you get married either. It doesn't matter what you are. But I didn't catch the full detail of it. I know that they said she stood her ground, and they said he criticized, called her everything but a woman.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. He did, Stu, but not on the telecast. On the telecast, okay. He didn't do it. He called her a biatch. He called her that she was crazy, that she was the worst contestant ever. That was the worst answer ever in pageant history. And here's my question. Who has a flaming gay man judge a beauty pageant?
That was my next question. Who hires a flamer to do the beauty pageant? I mean, you know, it's not like it was a Chippendales event. It was women. It wasn't Mr. Universe.
I know. I
wondered that myself. I was like, I mean, you know, that's like putting Michael Jackson and asking him to judge adults, you know?
Yes,
you
know, stupid.
Thanks, Kate. I want to tell you, man, you still got the ATN website, don't you?
Yeah, I still have it, yeah.
Anyway, I heard Sam talking, and he's absolutely right. You're a beautiful young lady, and don't let anybody dog you out, man.
I won't, thanks,
Stu. Don't take that crap. You can whip half of them. You're from Philly, ain't you?
I'm from Philly.
Get that Philly attitude going, you know?
Thanks, Stu. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. All right, so the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, and that's the other story that just won't go away either. You know, this is what I said. Carrie Prejean is her name, her, everybody knows her name. 21 years old, beautiful, whatever, Miss California. They're not saying that she's beautiful. She's getting slammed right and left for what she said in the answer to that question. But nobody knows Miss North Carolina. Don't even know her name. They don't know her name because she got all the headlines for that. Mm. Jana is listening to us in Iowa. Jana, thanks for the jingle. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
Good. What's the weather like in Ottumwa right now?
Well, it was 72 today for the high, and it's supposed to be down to about, I think, maybe 45 tonight.
That's not bad. So you're getting nice weather.
Yes, finally.
Good. Yeah, because you get those winters, too, I know.
Yeah.
Brutal.
I wanted to bring up a circumstance that happened here in Ottumwa last week. We had three illegal immigrants of Latino Hispanic heritage that gang raped a woman here in town. And you know, I'm not saying that every person from there is that way, but I don't know how you get people in power to listen to you about stuff like this.
But you know how you get them? You know how you get them to listen to you? You call talk shows. You be active. You send an email or a note to your congressman. I guarantee you've got a mayor there. The mayor can rattle some cages, too, because that's... See, here we go again. And then you go to the thing where that life, that poor woman's life is changed. And then also it creates... a division in that town, obviously, and It goes to the thread of not caring of some thug, because that was a thug person that got through, and this is why people don't talk about it. With illegal immigration, you get a bad element too that people don't want to address, like the gang members, like people that are mules bringing in people, human trafficking them, and the drug element. So that's a horrible story. Yeah.
Yeah, and one was from El Salvador, one was from Honduras, and one was from Mexico. So it just wasn't, quote, Mexican illegal immigrants, you know.
Yeah, no. And that's the thing, too. That's what happens, Jana. You got a funnel, and people come up from Central America as well. And, you know, that MI-13 gang, that's brutal when you're talking about Central America. But, boy, sorry to hear that. Glad that you raised the red flag on it, because we're doing more things as far as illegal immigration is concerned. We're going to have Senator Tom Tancredo on, who constantly gets nailed for his views on illegal immigrants, where he flat out says everybody should just be gone.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to know if you heard on the news about the man that tattooed a gang symbol on his son's stomach?
I did, and we'll talk about that when we come back on the flip side. Jana, thanks for the call in Ottumwa, Iowa. Hang with us, everybody. Much more to come on America Tonight.
You talking to me? You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, who the hell else are you talking to? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you have
have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Listening to America Tonight, remember, you can always do something. Where do you put the pressure? You put the pressure on the people who you elected to represent you in Congress. If you are outraged by illegal immigration and some of the things that you've seen because of crime in your area, like the horrible story that Jana told us, then you get in touch with the senator or congressman from your neck of the woods. And if you don't know who that is, no biggie. Just shoot me an email and I will tell you who it is. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. If there's going to be any kind of a change, because there needs to be, coming out of Washington, instead of a bunch of blowhards and people who rarely pass any bills the entire time they're in Congress. It, to me, that's what it's about. There's, you know, inactivity. No action, baby. If Washington were a casino, it would be closed because nobody would be playing. No money would be rolling in. Of course, you could twist that analogy a different way. And as I mentioned before, Congressman Tom Tancredo will join us on the show. We're hoping next week. Tomorrow we're going to talk to Jed Babin. He was the Undersecretary of Defense during the first Bush administration. Get his thoughts on the interrogation techniques and the prosecutions and what could possibly happen to at least one of the judges. I think there's going to be impeachment proceedings and then maybe some disbarment, but it's not going away. Mm-mm. Jana mentioned a story that was pretty surprising. The cops in California, I mean, shocking, whatever, throw in whatever adjective you want. I'm out of crazy adjectives for crazy nutty people, but the cops in California are looking for a guy who is accused anyway of holding down his 7-year-old son while another man tattooed his stomach with a street gang sign. So the boy's mother called the Fresno cops to tell him about it, and the father, Enrique Gonzalez, is now facing 6 charges, including mayhem, child abuse, fake imprisonment, battery, participating in a criminal street gang, and committing a crime for the benefit of a gang. They already got the man, they certainly got the man who they say was the artist, and he's going to face a similar charge. And it's a dog paw insignia, and it represents the Bulldogs, which, of course, is Fresno's largest criminal street gang. That's nice. What kind of idiot moron, I don't care that he's 26, whatever, would do that to their own flesh and blood? Who would hold their kid down? Think of 7 years old. That's the exact age of my nephew, and I can't even imagine him being in that position. I mean, what is this nutball thinking? I hope they nail him to the wall. I'm glad that he faces all those charges. Whatever it is he gets, it's not going to be enough. Because that kid forever, first of all, he's got that tattoo, so they have to remove the tattoo. He's a kid. How could he possibly understand why his father would do that? Obviously, I'm thinking, the kid didn't want the tattoo. They're holding him down. So it wasn't like, oh, gee, I don't understand. Dad has a cool tattoo. It obviously wasn't that kind of a scenario anyway. Oh, I think sometimes they need to give people tests as to whether or not they should be a parent, or they have even the possibility of being a decent parent. People make mistakes. Every day all of us make mistakes, but you don't make that kind of a mistake so that the kid's marked. What do you think they should do? Just tattoo the hell out of this guy's body? I don't even know. I mean, I can't even think of a creative way to mete out justice for this fool and what is going through his head. Plus the idea, boy, let's indoctrinate him right now on the kind of great life he can have, and that great life entails being in a gang. Yeah, way to put your kid on the path of a better career than the one that he obviously was having. Oof. All right, as a follow-up to some of the things that we hit on this show, of course, we had the blunder, which was the Four Corners. We talked about torture, 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 interrogation, 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 whichever word you choose to use. And this is a story that has massive legs, or as they say in the business, news cycles. Every time you turn on your tube, you're going to hear more about this, because every day there's a different twist. See, that's the thing. Initially, the memos were released. Some of the information we already knew about, we just didn't know the amount of times and some of the specifics. Then Monday, Obama, this is the timeline, then Monday, Obama goes to the CIA, embraces all the people, tells them they have a hard job, but we have to do it a certain way, and, you know, thanks them for their work because, you know, they were thrown under the bus. Then says ultimately, don't worry about prosecutions, that kind of stuff. Ultimately comes back on Tuesday, then there was a change of heart, and now the door is open for prosecutions, but, oh, it'll just be probably the people on the side of the side of making the memos, writing the memos, designing the memos. But then that brings up a question. So if Condi Rice knew and she was Secretary of State, and if George Bush knew and he was President of the United States, and Dick Cheney knew and he was Vice President of the United States, I mean, how many people, because, you know, given the okay, saying, okay, that's okay, how many people can you go after related to this this thing at Gitmo? Now, do you think they're really going to go after Bush? Would they really haul in Condi Rice for questioning? Perhaps. Dick Cheney? How far up the chain would they go with this? Senator Russ Feingold sent a letter to Obama saying that he was happy with the release of the memos because that gave legal justifications for that provided legal justifications for torture during the Bush administration. And he also wrote he was glad that he left the door open to the prosecution of former officials, and he hopes that Obama will actually wait before he makes any blanket decisions about prosecution. Yeah, let's just wait before we start saying all these things. You know, I think the most bungled thing about the new guy in town in the White House is the fact that I don't understand who the communications people are. The people that let the information out, I think, do such a poor job for Obama. He may have a couple of really smart on-the-ball people, but they're not the ones in charge. Because day in and day out, the stuff that's pumped out, half the time it's the reversal. So Feingold was smart to say that to him. Hey, whoa, we might want to just hang on here. I applaud you, blah, 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 but let's wait a second. Now, John McCain, Joe Lieberman, and Lindsey Graham also sent a letter to the president asking that Obama shut the door on the prosecution. Yeah. They invoked the president's previous insistence that the administration should look forward instead of backward and not go the legal route and take action against the Bush lawyers, the Bush administration lawyers. Because, and I agree with this, they don't believe that legal analysis should be criminalized as proposals to prosecute government lawyers would suggest. And I completely 100% agree. What does that, how does that make sense to go there? It doesn't make any sense. So now the reversal. I mean, even the Bush administration looked backward to scrounge up legal justification, right, for some of the policies that they had implemented. But here's the thing. There wasn't a press conference. They didn't say, this is what we're trying to do. We've been debating this back and forth, but no, we want to move forward on this. Let's just move forward on everything that happened. And we're trying to get this information out in a pleasant way. I mean, it's just insane. The depth of this thing, just crazy. And even Congressman John Conyers from Michigan, who is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, said that he would give a hearing to the torture memos. They're going to set this up. This is going to happen. Absolutely. I agree with McCain, Lieberman, and Graham. The three of them got together. They sent their note. I hope Obama goes with their suggestion, but I think it's too late. Cat's out of the bag. There's not going to be another reversal on this one.
Opening up a third front right now would be extremely stressful on us.